Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayayimi Maseches Kedushin Pei Aleph. We are holding on the top, on the first line, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Lo Yishanu. When the Mishnah says that one Isha may be misyached, may go into seclusion with two men, that's only said, Lo Yishanu El Abir. If they're in town, then it's permissible. Ava Ba Derech. But if they are on the road traveling together, you need more than two men. Then you need three. Ad sheyu shlosh. Why? Because on the road it's very common to go tend to their personal needs. In which case, if it's only two men accompanying her, when one goes to the washroom, she'll be left with just one man, and that's yichud. Shami yitzarich echad mehem lahashtin. Perhaps one of them will go out to tend to his personal needs. V'nimtzu echad mehem misyached min erva. If you only started with two, now you're down to one with this isha, which is a problem. To circumvent that concern, we start with three men. So even if one disappears for a moment, you don't have a yichud situation because it's two men with the isha. So that's Rav's chiddush. And perhaps we can support this halacha from a mishnah, which we mentioned yesterday. Perhaps we have a raya, because it says Maishrim lo yishnei tamid chacham. This is back to the married woman who strayed, who was a soita on her way up to Yerushalayim to drink the water, which will verify her status. The local bezdin in town where it occurred, they will appoint two tamid chacham, two escorts. Shema yavay le b'derach, for concern that perhaps her husband, who may not interact with her as married at this point, lest it preempt and interfere with the Saita process. So they're there to prevent that. Okay, so basically we have how many people here? Terei v'ihu. You have two aside from the husband, who's also sort of has to keep his distance from her. Hatlasa. For a total of three. Why three? Just send one person along. Him with the husband, you have two anashim with one isha, which is permissible. It's not a yichud situation. So why do you need extra people here? Oh, that's a raya to Rav. On the road, you need extra. No, says the Gemara, perhaps that's not the reason. Unrelated. Hasam, the reason there is ki echi. We need edim, witnesses. Just in case this husband interacts with her as married, they will now be able to testify as such to the Bezdin HaGadol Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yisai. Stop the process, don't proceed with the Saita drinking because of what happened. So the point is to have Edim, and that's why we add two more people. Says the Gemara, Rav v'Rav Yehuda. There was a story involving these two Amiroim. Habukazli ba'urcha, they were going on the road. Habukazlahi itisakamayu. There was an Isha walking ahead. Amarle Rav v'Rav Yehuda. So Rav turns to Rav Yehuda, quickly, let's get ahead of her. Dal kareich. Pick up your legs, run ahead, mikamei gehenem, to bypass a temptation which he calls Gehenna. Amar lei, so he responds, what's the problem? Yichud, there's no issue here. We're two people. V'hamaru da Amar, you yourself said, b'ksherim shapir dami. You know, if these two people in close proximity to the isha are anashim ksherim, upstanding men of integrity, there's no problem. And we fit the bill. B'ksherim shapir dami. Amar lei, so he responded, who says we fit the bill? Who says our standards are sufficient? Mi yemar de b'ksherim ki goyin ana. Who says the title ksherim is meant to be bestowed on people like us? We're just, you know, low-level people. He was humble, right? Ki goyin ana v'anot. For instance, you know, me and you. No. El ki goyin mai. Rather, who is deserving of this title? You need to be a great man for that. Ki goyin Rabbi Chanina. My papi b'chaverov. Rabbi Chanina and his colleagues discussed back on Daf Lametes, who encountered very difficult temptations and prevailed. So those people are really, you know, upstanding, reliable people, but otherwise, you'll never know. So we can't really remain in this setting here. Amarav, Malkin ala Yichud, Vein Eisrin ala Yichud. So let's say you have an Isha who did Yichud. You give her a malchus. Rashi says it's a rabbinic malchus called malchus mardus. But you never make an isha usur. For instance, you have a married woman who committed yichud. You don't make her usur on her husband. You don't go that far. Unless, you know, it was proven that she actually sinned. But yichud itself is not reason sufficient to separate her from her husband. Amar Rav Ashi, lo yamaron ela b'yichud pnuya. Even this point of giving malchus, that's only by an unmarried woman. Because there aren't, you know, any adverse ramifications. Aval b'yichud eishes ish. But if this happens in eishes ish, you don't even proceed with malchus, lest it become an established, you know, fact on her record. Shelo yitehi moitzi laz al boneo. You don't want to label her children as mamzer, and people will think, well, she got malchus, apparently she did something terrible, and her kids are not really here. So we don't even apply this type of punishment. Mar Zutra, Malki Umachrus. He didn't hesitate, he did Malkus to an even an Ashes Ish, and he would make an announcement. So Malkus followed by a declaration that there was no actually committed, but Yichud itself was done, and that's why she gets Malkus, lest people stretch it further. Amar Le Rav Nachman Iparhata. He turned to the Rav Ashi, who did not apply Malkus, lest it lead to misconception. He says, only Malkus for a penuyah, not for an eshes ish. Rav Nachman asked him, what's the problem? Do the Malkus followed by a declaration of facts. Mar nami lilki belachris. Do the Malkus and then announce that she did not really do znus, and thereby you'll avoid any issues of perceptions of mamzeris on the kids. Or Malaysia responds, we have to be practical and cautious. Ika deshama b'hov, l'shama b'hov. You know, sometimes a person will be apprised of the fact that she got malchus and not know about that declaration that followed the malchus, and he'll assume that her malchus is indicative of znus, and that will invalidate her kids. Amarav malkin aloy toiv ha'shmua. Even if there's a shmua, bad rumors, news circulating about a person who behaved improperly, that in itself is reason sufficient reason to give him malchus and punish him. Shenemar al bonai, this was by Eli with his sons, my children. Kilei toivah shmua, I'm hearing terrible things about you. And al bonai is like a lav. Do not. This is something terrible, deserving of malchus. Mazutra moisiv la afsira al kasvei. When Mazutra encountered a fellow who strays, he put like sort of a afsar is like a saddle or some control mechanism that they use on the animals, a leash of some sort. So he'd put it on this fellow's shoulders to sort of teach him to, be disciplined and self-controlled. Umakrili al-bonai, and he would read for him this pasuk, al-bonai, this pasuk, while he was giving him the malchus to explain to him why he's deserving. Amar Rabba, here comes a heter in Hilchas Yichud, a very well-known heter, Ba'al Abir. So if her husband is in town, Ein Chayshishim Shem Yichud, there's no concerns with Yichud, with this woman. And Rashi explains, because her husband's, you know, presence creates that deterrent. Amar Rav Yosef, likewise, Pesach Pasuach L'Shus HaRab. If you have an open door to the street, some say open, some say unlocked is sufficient. Here as well, there's a constant deterrent of people entering. Ein Chayshishim Shem Yichud, no concerns. Rav Bevi, there was a story where he came to visit Ikla, the house of whom? Rav Yosef. And they hosted him, they served him a meal, Rav Yosef himself and his wife. They were up on the upper floor, and after the meal, Basad L'Karach Rifta, after he finished his meal, his bread, Amar Lahu, he asked his hosts to protect him spiritually. Shkuli Darga, please remove the ladder, you know, the step ladder, Mitusei Bivi, from beneath me, meaning disallow any access to the bottom floor. Okay, this way I'm stuck up here. And there's no issue of yichud with your wife. Asks the Gemara, what's the problem? Yichud. Va'amar Rabba. Rabba just told us, Baal Abir. As long as the husband is in town, ein chayshishim shem yichud. There's no concerns. So why was he concerned? Here what's different. Shani Rav Bevi. Here it's different. The sheshvinte havoi. V'gaisave. He was, you know, he had grown up together. He was, whatever sheshvinte means, they were sort of familiar with each other. And there was that extra familiarity which creates a concern even when it's Ba'ala Be'ir. And therefore he says, Rabbi Yisai, protect me. Amar Rav Kahana, Anoshim Mibachutz. Suppose you have this type of setup. You have an interior room which is exited via an exterior, you know, hallway or room. Men are present outside and women are living in the inside apartment. Okay, let's say two apartments. Okay? Ein choshishim sham yichud. There's no concern of yichud. Why? Because the men have no business going to the interior area, and if they do so, they'll, you know, they'll be caught red-handed. So therefore, there's a constant status of mirasis, it's a deterrent. It's a constant deterrent. So therefore, there's no chashash that the men will go inside and make trouble. And in terms of the women coming outside, well, that's okay, because as we said before, one isha can be misyachad with many men. So even if she walks through the men, it's no problem. Okay, that's good. But in reverse, it's a problem. Anoshim mibifnim, men in the inside, anoshim b'chutz, a woman on the outside, now there's a problem. Because the men are meant to walk out through the women, and we know that even if it's one man with many women, it's a problem. So that's Rav Kahana's version. B'masnisa tana, in a brisa, we go the other way. Ifcha. So that what? Rashi explains. The reason would be like this. Men, mibachutz, and noshim mibifnim, there is a concern. Because there's a concern that the man might go libifnim to the women. And he's not concerned about, you know, his friends catching up to him, because men typically don't go there. So that's a problem. But if the men are on the inside, there's no problem, because even if they walk out through the women, he's always concerned that another man would follow behind him and catch him. So there's no concern of yichud. Amar Abaye. So now we have two versions of the same halacha. So now that we have Rav Kahana presenting it one way, and the Braisa presents it the other way. How do we do it? We'll go to chumra. We'll be stringent and strict and disallow either type of arrangement. Abaye dayer gufi. So Rashi explains. Abaye would employ the following measure to ensure proper separation between the genders in a public setting. Rashi says, like a chuppah or a big shir. He would line up, dayer means line up, with containers, you know, pitchers or whatever, between them, so that if there's any crossover, it, you know, creates a ruckus. Rabba Dayer Kana, he would line it up with the reeds. Amar Abin. Abin said as follows: Sakva, the vulnerable moments of the year, the shot of the year, is when is regular Yamim Tovim, when people get together, and it's a public scene. Hanach Shvuyai said that Soinar Dod was a story of two women who had been kidnapped, and they were brought to Nar Dod. And Rav Amram, the great Rav Amram Chassidah, arranged for them to be redeemed. And he temporarily put them up in his, you know, attic, in his upper floor. Askinu lebet Rav Amram Chassidah. So he brought the kidnapped girls to Rav Amram Chassidah's house. Ashkulu dargam kamayim. So they removed the step, you know, the ladder, so that there's no access up to the place where they're staying. But v'hadid kol chalfa chad b'nayu. As one of these women were walking, you know, past the opening in the upper floors, which was visible from below, down below, nafal nahir bipuma, her face was so radiant that there was light rays which were visible at the opening of the upper floor, and Rav Amram was taken by it and he was drawn to it. Shakle Rav Amram ledarga. So Rav Amram grabbed the staircase. Even 10 people couldn't pick it. It was so heavy. And his thrust, Dalya L'chudei, he grabbed it, and on his own, he placed it at the opening to the you know, to the upper floor. Solik, he started climbing up. V'azel, kimot l'fal darga. When he got to the halfway point on this staircase, Ifshach. So he planted himself in his place, spread his legs, and positioned himself and called out, Roma Kola, in a loud voice. There's a fire, fire, Nura, there's a fire, Be Amram. Amram's home is on fire. He wanted to create a scene so that people come running, and this will stop him from his Yetzirah. Also, Rabbanu came along, and they found no fire, and they realized what happened. Amalei, they turned to him, Kasif Tinon, you know, you embarrassed us. Look, people are going to say, a Talmud Chacham is prone to temptation. Amalei, he says, look, it's good. Mutav tichsefu be'amram ba'amodein. Better that you are ashamed because of me, Amram, in this world, which is only a temporary thing, as opposed to me having sinned and causing you embarrassment forever and ever. Ashbei the input minei, so he imposed an oath on the Yetzirah, get away from me. Nafak minei kemudu denur. So Yetzirah had no choice. He left. After Rav Amram overcame the Nesayin, now it's time to leave. And he left him ki amudu denur. He appeared like a flame of a fire. Amar lei, so Rav Amram turns to the Yetzirah and dressed him like this. Chazi, take a look. Da'at nura, you're a fire, but I'm merely flesh. And typically, fire burns flesh. And look what happened. I won the case. I won the battle. I'm better than you. Rabbi Meir have a mislaitis way. Rabbi Meir would mock those who would succumb to their temptations despite the strength of the Yetzirah. Rashi says it's all about Ratzain. Right? They used to say Vilna Goin. A mevil kamazayin agoyin. It's all about Ratzain, will. So all you need to do is arouse that Ratzain within you and overcome the Yetzirah. And he would sort of Machavek, he would mock those who would sin. And look what happened. Yom Echad, one day, Yetzirah came to challenge Rav Meir himself. Think it's so easy? Look, Yom Echad, Idmilei Satan ki itis sabach ki sedin har. Yetzirah, Satan, appeared like a woman, and she was now on the other side of the river, across the river from Rav Meir. Like, have a mabra. And there was no little, you know, ferry. They used to have a ferry to take you back. There was nothing available at the time. How would he get across? Nokat mitzvah b'ka'avar. It was a sort of flimsy, improvised bridge there, some sort of plank with a rope that you hold on. And he was started walking across to get to the isha b'ka'avar. Kimot palga mitzvah. As soon as he got to the halfway point, Shafke Tzahara bandit left him alone. Let go. And he addressed Rav Meir. You think it's so easy? Amar. If not for the fact that they announce, in Shemayim, watch out from Rav Meir. Don't start with him. Watch out. Rav Meir and his Torah, keep away. If not for that, I would have continued. And Shavise, Ledamach, I would have turned your, Damach is your money, your value. Basically, I would have devalued you. I would have caused you to sin. Tarti Moy, like two coins, basically, you would have been virtually valueless. Take a look. How difficult an assign is. Don't negate, don't mock the whole idea. Rabbi Akiva misleis b'Avi Avera. Rabbi Akiva as well would put down the Avi Avera. Yom Echad, one day he was confronted with a very, very challenging situation. Idamile Satan ki'itas habrish dikla. The Satan appears like a woman all the way up on top of the palm tree, and he was tempted. Nakti le dikla because Saluk ugly grabs the palm tree and he starts climbing up. Kimot le palgi the dikla. As soon as he gets to the halfway point, Shafki Tzahara, let go. Amar, he said the same point. Ilav the machas ibiraki. If not for their announcing in Shemayim, keep away. Hizaru b'Rabbi Akiva teirasai. Keep away from Rabbi Akiva and his teira. If not for that, I would have gone all the way. Shavisech ledamach tarti moy. Plimoy. There was a person called Plimoy. Have a ragel lememar. Every day he would address the Yetzirah in a very direct way. Kol yaima. What would he say? Gira be'eni the satan. Rashi says he would apply a klola to the satan. Arrows in your eyes. You're worthless. Yom Echad. It so happens that one day, Ma'ali Yom Kippur Hava. It was Erev Yom Kippur. Idamali Ka'anyu. The Satan appears like a poor man. Asa Kara Bava. He's calling from the entranceway to Plimoy's home. He's calling in. Afikule Rivka. So they carried him out some bread. Amarlu, he turns to them outside. I'm going to eat it. Yom Ki'idna, a day like today, Erev Yom Kippur, which was a Yom Tov. Everybody's inside. I'm outside. Okay. They reluctantly brought him into the home. They brought him some bread. But on a separate table. Amr Lahus, he turns to them. Separate? I'm not eating separately. A day like today. Everybody's on the main table. I'm sitting on my own. Okay. So they invite him onto the table. Have a Yosef. You're sitting there. His body is full of boils and pimples. And he was being repulsive and tending to his wounds. Amr Le said, told him, Bay, sit down, behave. Tiv shopping. Amr Le, she says, okay, Havali Kasa, please, can I have a drink? Yavali Kasa, they gave him a drink. Achmar, so he coughed, and he spit his phlegm into the drink. Nachru Bay, so they yelled at him, Shaka. So he like went aside and he like pretended, Shaka miss. He made this sort of fainting reaction and he died. At least he appeared as such. From shame, embarrassment, fright, whatever. Shamu, so now they hear this voice. The Yetzirah generated this announcement outside Davuka Amrin. They hear this announcement. Plimoy Kotal Gavra. Plimoy killed somebody. Plimoy Kotal Gavra. Okay, he thought the FBI is after him. Arax, he ran away. Vatasha Nafshi Besakisi. And Plimoy ran to the Besakisi to hide. Adubas races. Oni slash Satan goes after him. Naval Kameni fell before him. And Mashar says, it means to say that it was an image. Plimoy still had this, like, image of this fellow who died because of his, you know, roughness. And he couldn't get over it. Kichazi Dahave Mitztair. So when the Satan sees that Plimoy is really in distress from this story, Golili Nafshi, so he revealed his true identity to him. He says, this whole thing is a ruse. Don't worry, you didn't kill anybody. You're good. Amalei, so the Satan now asks Plimoy, my time, Amasachi, why do you address me in such a disrespectful way? You curse me. Gira Beinecha, why do you talk to me like that? Okay, so what should I say to overcome the Yetzirah? Amalei, so he says like this. There's a fine line between challenging me on a personal level or asking Hashem for Siyata Deshmaya. That's the difference. Lema, you should say like this. Lema Mar, you should say, Rachmana Hashem, Nigar Bebe Satan Hashem, do away with the Satan. Now, you're asking for Siyata Deshmaya. It's not your own abilities. Now, you'll get Siyata Deshmaya, and that's the way to do it. In fact, we have a story. Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, have a ruggle called Idan, Daval Nafal Ape. Every time he would put his head down, you know, by Tachron, by Tachron after Shemini Esrei, he would add a special tefillah. Protect me from the Yitzhar. Have a Omar, he would say, Harachmon, Yatzileinu, should save us, mi Yitzhar. Yemachad, one day, Shamasinu Dvisu, so his wife, overhears, this tefillah from her husband's mouth. Omar, so she turns to him, what are you so concerned about these Yitzharas? You're beyond, you're overage for that. Mi'chti, take a look. Kamashni, look how many years the person minai. He's separate from me physically. You're an older man. You're not prone to these temptations. My time will come. Why are you busy? Why are you diving to Hashem to protect you? Yemecha, that's what happens to be that one day you have a kagoris. Begin say. So Rav Chiya was sitting in his garden learning. Kashta Nafsha, his own wife, set up a test. She adorned herself. She's walking back and forth. Amrlas Rav Chiya was tempted and he asks her, Manat, who are you? Amr, she says, Anoch Harusa, my name is Harusa, a known immoral woman in town, the Hadra Miyama. I just returned today, I'm available. Tava, so he invited her to spend time with him. Amr Lay, so she said on one condition, Aisini Alei, Lahach Rumna, there's a fruit, a rimoin, there's some fruit, the reish, tzitzis on top of the tree, rashis on top of the palm tree. In any case, I want that first. Okay, he complied. Shabar, he jumped up. In his old age, he jumped up. Azal Asini Allah, he brought it to her. And then he felt terrible that he was even considering this type of thing, and some say he proceeded with it. So in any case, he was in great distress. Ki Asal Abay, so he returns home. Havakush Shangra Dvisu, so his wife was warming up the oven. Tanur Solik Vika Yasub Gavay. So Rav Chiya climbs into the oven, into the heat. Amrlay, his wife asks him, what's going on? What's this strange behavior about? Amrlay, he says, look, I feel terrible. I'm deserving of death. Hachi v'hachi avamas, this is what happened with that Isha. Amrlay, she says to him, surprise. Guess what? You did nothing wrong. I know how it was me. Lo yashkafah, he didn't believe her. Adi yavali simani, she proved it with some sort of sign, and now it was confirmed. Amrlay, he says, but still I feel terrible, because I was intending to do an avera. Ano miya li yisuri chavni, my kavana, my intention was to do something bad. So even though in practice I was spared, but still I'm deserving of punishment. In fact, called Yom Avshalishit Tzaddik throughout the rest of his life. Hayimis Ana, he would conduct fastings. Achemes Baisamisi died with that tsar because of the fastings and all the things that he imposed on himself. The Sanya, in fact, we have a brisa that even bad intentions are deserving of kapara, are in need of atonement. Isha Haferam, Vasham Yislachlo. So the Pasuk speaks about a woman who made a vow, right? No wine. I'm going to be a nazir. And the husband came along and did have farah. He nullified. He has the ability to cancel her neder. He did that. Isha afiram. And still Hashem has to forgive her. What's going on? What did she do wrong? She didn't comply with her vow. It was canceled. But mehakos ha-medaber. What's going on? Isha she-nazir be-nazir. What happened was the isha made a neder. I'll be a nazir. No wine. V'shama ba'alavay for law. And the husband heard about it. He did have farah without her knowing that. She didn't know about the cancellation. So she's thinking, I'm a nazir. And I can't drink wine, right? And still, in her mind, she committed an isser. She was careless. She's drinking wine, she's becoming tamei. Some things which a nazir, a real nazir, should not be doing, but she's not a real nazir. And still, she needs kapara. Apparently, intentions are important. Rabbi Akiva, in fact, Rabbi Akiva took this very to heart, Kavamati, like Pesukah, when he got to this pasuk and the explanation therein, Hava Bachi, he would start crying, Ba'amar, he says, look how careful we have to be. Uma Mishinus Gavan Lechel Basar Chazir. He used a metaphor. Look, even for a person who intended on eating something non kosher, Chazir, V'olab Yadi Basar Tala, and lucky to him, he ate lamb's meat, kosher meat. So for those bad machshaves, Amra Taira, Tara Kapara. Torah says you need atonement. Uslicha, we learned that from the story with the Isha with the Nazir. Certainly, of course, if a person intentionally does an Isra and carries it out, of course, kapara is needed. Bishan Skav Lechel Basar Chazir, a person who intends on eating non kosher meat. Vala Biyadu Basar Chazir, and turns out he ate non kosher meat, Al Chaskam Vakam, of course. He's in need of a real serious kapara. Kayesiv Dara Ta'imir, in a similar fashion. Pasuk says, Vala Yadda Ba'ashem and Asabayne, we have a case where a person ate something which was questionable. Is it kosher? Is it Chelev, non-kosher fats? Was it really Shuman, kosher fats? He's not sure. He has to bring a carbon. When Rabbi Kiva arrived at this pasuk, he would begin to cry, even if a person intended on eating something kosher. And it turns out that it was Chelev, it was questionable. What does the pasuk say? He has to bring a kapara. It's called an Asham Tali, a special carbon for a Safik Isser. Certainly, of course, he intended and he carries it out. Mishin Eskavon Echol Chelev, V'alo B'yadei Chelev. He wanted and he did eat Chelev. Come, of course, he's responsible. Isim Yudah Aymer. V'lo Yadav Asham, V'nasa Avoynai. This is the passage we mentioned. Al Dabar Zeh, Yidvu Kol Adoyim. All those with a heart, with a need to be distressed for their Averis and sins, have good reason to proceed with Tzar and Tshuva and Kapora. We see how severe or strict these things are. Misyachad adam and imay. Okay, so back to the Mishnah. Regarding yichud, a person is allowed to go into seclusion with a mother, with a daughter. These close relatives are not those who are prone to temptation. Rashi brings, it's based on the famous story with the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, who saw the overwhelming, detrimental effect of the Yetzirah HaRayis, and they davened to Hashem, and they got rid of part of it with respect to relatives. So there's a lessening of temptation when it comes to relatives, and that's the basis of the halacha. Now, Mishnah, yichud with mother and daughter is allowed. Amar Yudah Merab, Rasi, misyachad adam machoisei. In fact, even a sister is okay occasionally, not on a permanent basis, not to live on a permanent basis, but occasional yichud is enough. But when it comes to mother and daughter, even permanent residence is okay. V'dor imavim bitoy, there's no issue living with them in the same premises. Ki Amr Kamedur Shmuel, but when Yehuda quotes this halacha to Shmuel, he was machmer. Amr, he says, Osir lis yachid im kol arayis shabat Torah v'afilum behema. Listen to this. A person not allowed to be misyachid with any arayis, mother, daughter, even with a behema. But the Mishnah says otherwise. Hanan. Our Mishnah says you're allowed to do that. Misyachid adam im imavim bitoy. V'yashni wa bikir bas, even without garments, if they were young, it's okay. Is that a kasha on Shmuel? Do you have to do Shmuel? Who says care must be taken, even with relatives? Amalek Shmuel responds, "Oh, Tameich. Now, according to you, the Brisa says like this: Achoisai v'chamoisai regarding a sister or a mother-in-law or shel kol reish b'tayr other relatives. Ein misyachad demalo be'edim. The only way you can do yichud is if there are two edim watch. Be'edim in shleiv edim loy. Only if you have edim, then you're allowed to do that. Otherwise, not. So what do we see? That there's a clear Brisa that there is an issue of yichud even with relatives. So what do you have to say? Elo Tanaihi. Apparently, it's machlekes tanoim. And I hold like the shita, which is machmer for yichud, even with relatives. The sanya of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was machmer. Hizaru bimepnei piti. Please, watch over me. Make sure that I don't have yichud even with my daughter. Om Rabbi Tarfon, the same thing. Hizaru be careful with me. Bimepnei kalosi, because of my daughter-in-law. Ligleg olav oishe talmud. So there was this talmud there, and he started laughing. Rabbi Tarfon, what are you worried about? You're Om Rabbi Vo. Wasn't it this? Meshum, with the name of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Lo yihayu yom matam. Very short time later, atche nichshal oishe talmud v'chamoy said this. Talmud, who negated Rabbi Tarfon's extra measure of stringency, he himself was felled by temptation with his own mother-in-law. Okay, now the Braisa, which was machmer, added that afilu in behema, even with a behema, must take care not to do yichud. Abaye mikalilu. Abaye was stringent, and he would get rid of all the animals that were around him. Mikula dabra, when he was out in the field learning whatever, so he would get rid of the animals from the entire vicinity, lest they come to anything which resembles yichud, even with an animal. Rav Sheshes ma'abrele metz mitzra, he would chase them to the other side of the field. Rav Chana ma'ado iklo Rav Kahan. Rav Chana from Ado comes and visits Rav Kahan or Lepum Nahar in that town. Chazay, so he observes the yosef kagoris that Rav Kahan was sitting and learning. V'kaimu behemah kamei with a behemah in front of him. Armalei, so he says to him, what are you doing? Leisavu lamar, afilu behemah, what about the Ibrahim? You're not allowed to do this. Armalei, I wasn't paying attention to the animal. Omer Rav Mesiachet Adam. Oh, here's another heter with regarding yichud. There are situations which present a natural deterrent. Mesiachet Adam im shtei yavamis. So we know that two women who are married to two brothers, they're called yavamis, and there is an undercurrent of competition, or I should say, like a feeling of a threat, because just in case one brother dies without kids, his wife might end up joining this family and create that, competing factor. So they dislike each other. And therefore, if one is misyachad with two yavamis at once, they're looking over each other's shoulder. They're not going to cooperate. If anything, one is going to sort of try to undo the other one by informing on her if she does something wrong. So there's a constant shmira there, and therefore a person is allowed to be misyachad with both of them, because they're sort of like guarding each other. And the same thing applies to the other peers, mishteit saris, likewise two co-wives who are sort of, competing with each other for the husband's, attention. Isha v'chamoisa, an isha with her mother-in-law, is that a natural strain between them? Isha v'asbal, a mother with her stepdaughter. Isha v'tinoikis, yichud is allowed with an isha if there's a young girl nearby who's sort of in in-between stage in life. She das tambia. She understands the concept of interaction between a man and a woman. Ve'in meiseres asmal v'ibib. She herself does not care for this type of experience, so she's not really prone to temptation. Rather, she serves as a shomer to secure the scene, because she'll go inform and tell people. So the Mishnah says, according to our Mishnah, you're allowed to be misyachad with the mother and daughter, and the Mishnah says you're allowed to be yoshe, nimayim, bekir, basa, without any garments, as long as they're young in age, but once they grow up to a certain point, you have to stop that type of behavior. Higdilu, ze yoshe, miksusa, they must be wearing something. Vekama, at what point, at what age did that change? Omer v'adabar v'azo, omer v'asi, it depends. Tinoik is by the daughter, bas teshe shanu v'yamechal, as soon as she hits 9 years old. Tinoik by the boy with the mother, ben teshtemes yashanu v'yamechal, as soon as he hits 12. Ben teshtemes yashanu v'yamechal. Igadam, there's another version. Tinoik is bas teshtemes yashanu v'yamechal, by a girl that's 12. Tinoik, it's bar mitzvah. Ben sholosh esrei shanu v'yamechal, so it's about real adulthood. V'zeh. Now, regarding the girl, whether it's the 9-year-old Shita or the 12-year-old Shita, that's only provided she has somewhat of adult appearance, which creates temptation. Kadei Shiyu Shadai Nuchainu, a breast are developed, Visarech Tzamach, and the pubic hair is developed, so that's an issue of temptation. When do we say the young girl with a father is not an issue? She's not embarrassed, doesn't care to stand in front of him undressed. But if she cares to stand in front of him, aruma, also then it's not okay, even at a young age, to be mesiachet with each other, the kir of basa, without any garment in between. My time, why yetzer albasha, it's clear that she's already, developed to the point that she's relating to the concept of yetzer hara and body appearance. So then, in that case, the father must be careful to be Yashin b'ksusoy and she b'ksusa. Rav Acha bar Abba, there was a story that Iklo lebei Rav Chisda Chasni, he came to visit his son-in-law Rav Chisda. Shakli b'as barti usvua b'kanfei. So the Zayda, the grandfather, took his granddaughter, Bas Barti, the daughter of his son, of his daughter, and he put her on his lap, like a Zayda. Amar Leis, so his son-in-law Rav Chisda says to his father-in-law, Yisavala, Mardu, Mekanshi, don't you know that I already engaged her to somebody? She's Neshes Ish. Amar Leis, he says, at a young age, you engaged her. Avros Lachad Rav, you violated Rav's halacha. Damar Vidam Rav, Vitaim Asam Serab. Leis, also Adam, Shikadish Espita, Kishik Tana, Achit Tagdu, Vitaim Arab Plenia. And he writes, you know, I meant to Mekanshi, your young daughter, until, wait until she gets up and she has intelligence and she can make an informed choice. This man is who I want. What are you doing being Mekadosh at such a young age? Interestingly enough, the Sefer Mikne, right, he asks, what's the problem? She's a granddaughter. Granddaughter's allowed to sit on her grandfather's lap. He says, yeah, there's no Isser Yichud and this type of interaction by a daughter, a granddaughter. But here, she was an Ishas Ish. Right? So aside from the fact that she was a relative, she was a married woman, Ishas Ish, engaged woman. So for that, there's no heter, even by a grandfather. So she has a sort of double identity. And that was the shaila. What are you doing if she's Eshes Ish? So his son-in-law responds, Mar Nami Avrli Ad Shmuel. You know, by cuddling her, you're violating, you're transgressing Shmuel's halacha. You're not meant to get her Isha involved. Even this type of involvement is a problem. Amar Lei, Anok Idach to Shmuel Svirli. Well, I follow the other halacha of Shmuel. Damar Shmuel says it's all about intentions. Hakol L'shem Shamayim. It's all for L'shem Shamayim. What does that mean? It says Rashi. Vein da'ati achareah. Rashi on top. Vein da'ati achareah l'chibas ishus. I'm not, you know, doing this for any inappropriate reasons. El l'chibas kurva. She's a granddaughter. I'm just, you know, treating her like a zayde. And to make her mother happy, seeing that the Zayda likes her daughter, that's all. It's not no bad intentions, and therefore it would be okay. Tosafot says, this is the basis for the heter today, that we allow women to serve us, to wait us at the restaurants and on the planes, etc., because there's nothing, you know, personal, inappropriate. Okay, we started with the halacha that two men and one isha is okay for yichud. Rabbi Yudam Rav says that's only be'ir, but be'derech, you have to add another one to account for the the missing party along the road. We have the halacha of malchus. We do malchus for yichud, but not by ishas ish. According to one shita, we do by the ishas ish, where we publicize the fact that it was just for yichud. There was no znus. Don't worry about the kids. We have the heter of bala be'ir, husband in town. We have the heter of Pesach, Pasuch, Lashes, Ram, doors open to the street, no problem of Yichud, except in the case where they're known to be close to each other, that overrides the heter. We have the story of the men inside and outside, which case is okay, which case isn't. We have the story of Rav Am Chassida, who was tempted, but then brought shame upon himself to weaken the Yitzhar and save himself. Rav Meir's story, or Akiva's story, the story of Plimoy, the story of Chia, we daven to Hashem, the story of his wife, the point of having kapara for even intentions of Avera. We have the machlekes regarding Yichud with a mother and daughter. We have find many that were machmer, even regarding a behema. And regarding we have the halachas of the minimum age of the issue of the daughter and the son undressed with their parents. And now we have the halacha of Hakoy L'Shem Shamayim. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.